You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 26th of December, 2021. Good evening, everybody. I hope you're having a great Christmas there. I was just listening to the song just before we went live, which was I Saw Mammy Kissing Santa Claus. I know there was a kind of rude version out there of that song. I won't say what it was, but you can work it out yourself. I've heard it a while ago. Okay, good evening, everybody. And thanks to everybody who was tuning in and logging into the chat room. This is a kind of an unofficial show that I do every year. And it's probably it's not even going to be the full 2 hours of the show. It'll take as long as it takes to do the show. And it's just me. There's no guests. And I'm just going to be going through the annual review of the guests that I had over the year on Circle of White Light Radio. And just to say a big thank you to everybody who has tuned in over the year, who's taken part, who's been involved in the chat room. And just fantastic support from everybody, and of course your donations to the Pay It Forward appeal and to Circle of White Light, because the amount of people that we helped over the year has been incredible. Brilliant donations coming in, and you can see all the information if you go over to Circle of White Light and click on the Pay It Forward. All that, all them people on there and all the groups that are there are all thanks to the donations that have come in. So a big thank you to everybody for doing that. I believe the figure now is around €11,000 since we started the Pay It Forward appeal has gone to worthy causes and charities. And even for the December donation, for this December, I mentioned it last week, but it's now kind of confirmed that we're doing it for sure. There was a family that was nominated by one of the girls on the PIF team, who's also on the assembly team. And basically a family recently lost their dad, who's a young dad. It was 4 boys and a mum. And they weren't too sure. They were struggling a little bit, and they weren't too sure whether Santa was going to be coming. So we decided that the donation is going to be for this family. We're going to make sure that Santi does come, and he did. And we also going to get a hamper for the mum as well. So we're going to get photos of them, because obviously we want to be transparent and we want to put it up there and the Pay It Forward. So as soon as we have them photos and stuff like that, we'll get it up there. So, and you'll see it there. And just before I go up to the communication channels, just want to say that, you know, at this time as well, you know, we have to be kind of grateful for what we have because of the homeless people out there as well, with the weather the way it is, and obviously they're struggling as well. And I believe there's been a lot of flooding down in Wexford, down there. There's one of the rivers burst its banks, and, you know, on this time of the year, to have not only with bad weather and if you're struggling as well, but to have your house flooded with water, I mean, you know, it's just bad stuff there. So, best wishes, and, you know, I hope they get it sorted out as soon as they can regarding the flooding and their houses and stuff like that. It's not a nice thing to happen, especially over the Christmas and in the winter, you know. So, I'd like to give them a mention anyway, before we move forward. So before we crack on, let me tell you what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, Okay, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com, and if you want to donate, you can pop over to the PayPal icon on the website there and make a donation. Okay, and basically, if you want to find us, you can find us on Patreon. If you want to donate via Patreon, go off to patreon.com/COWLR, and you'll find us there. Again, I just said before the communication channel break there that most of a lot of the donations went to a lot of the groups that you can find on the website there. So check it out. And again, a big thank you for everybody who donates. It really is much appreciated. Now, tonight I'm going to be doing a T-shirt giveaway tonight on the show. So it'll be great. I know we've had, you know, keen people ringing up. It would be great if somebody rang up with the answer who hasn't won a T-shirt or who doesn't have a T-shirt. You know, it would be great if we had somebody to ring up, because obviously it'd be great if they got a T-shirt rather than obviously the regulars ringing up getting the T-shirt. So it'd be great if that was the case. So if you can get yourself a pen and paper and write down the phone number, which is 046-927-1212, 046-927-1212, or if you're international, it's 00353-46927-1212. That's 00353-46927-1212. Now, I'm going to ask a question after I do all my bits and pieces and before I start going through the annual review for the year. I'm going to put out the question there, and then the person who rings in, if they have the right answer, then obviously they'll win the T-shirt. Okay, so that's my kind of donation for the Christmas side. So just a few things just to touch base on before I get into the paperwork. I believe that song Lad Baby or Lad Baby is number one in the UK. You know, the couple who are donating the funds to charity, and Elton John and Ed Sheeran was on it as well. And so they apparently are number one over there, which is good to see. It's better than having X Factor or, you know, Britain's Got Talent, you know, and all that kind of stuff on there. It's good to see people actually going against the system and doing stuff like that. And plus the money goes to charity, which is great. So that's a good thing. So Lad Baby, if you haven't heard it or you haven't checked it out, go on YouTube and type in Lad Baby and you'll come across the YouTube page and you'll see that, you know, Elton John and Ed Sheeran was on their song as well. And it was a competition between, because Elton John and Ed Sheeran did the song, and it was them against Lad Baby, but Elton John and Ed Sheeran also jumped on to the Lad Baby song. So either way, whoever gets number one, the two of them are going to be on it anyway. See everybody logging in the chat room. Good evening, everybody on the chat room. Okay, so again, happy Christmas to everyone. Well, what a year it's been. The push was on for the experimental drugs and pushing the booster, which they will keep trying to do. You know, again, Israel are coming out with the fourth booster, and they're saying that you need the fourth booster. Now, I did put a post up on Facebook for people who've seen it, but if you haven't seen it, I posted up this on Facebook, and I said, how many more shots do the jabbers have to get before it dawns on them that they are being lied to? This is just like how the antivirus software industry works. It's a mirror copy. Wait till they tell us that there could be a virus out there called X, Y, and Z, which may get out, and that they recommend that you get jabbed just in case it gets out. That would be a classic corporate antivirus PR stunt. No virus, but get the jab just in case. Now, this was a common thing in the IT industry and antivirus. You know, they would tell us about potential viruses that could get out, but they're not out there, and you need to update your antivirus software. A bit of a PR scam to promote their antivirus software and the dangers of virus, to put the fear out there. And they might do the same thing. So watch out for that. You never know what's around the corner. Right, the other story I have is from the New York Post, nypost.com, and it says, Facebook admits the truth. Fact checks are really just lefty opinion. Facebook finally admitted the truth. The fact checks that social media use to police what Americans read and watch are just opinion. That's thanks to a lawsuit brought by celebrated journalist John Sussel, which has exposed the left's supposed battle against misinformation as a farce. Sussel posted a pair of videos that touched the third rail of liberal politics, climate change. Neither questioned whether climate change is real, but each talked about other issues, namely forest management and using technology to adapt. Yet the third party that Facebook contracts to review these pieces, Science Feedback, flagged them as false or our favourite lacking content. So I think we all know anyway, with fact checkers, that it's all a sham, especially when I think I mentioned on one show that there's a guy who's an expert in cardiovascular, a doctor in cardiovascular, that area there, and he put off information on Facebook, and they fact-checked him. And the person who fact-checked him wasn't even involved, they're not even medical, and they put up a fact-check, and I thought, well, that really sums it up, exactly what Facebook is like, if they do something like that. So, just for my week, things that happen in my week. Now, for some of you who, again, who are on my Facebook page, you will know that I do a regular shop in Super Value in Kells, and I get on well with the manager in that shop. And I've been, over the last few weeks, I've been trying to educate him of the law regarding the exemption of masks. And so last week, well, let me read it out and give you an idea. So the idea was, I spoke to the manager, and I used to show him the law, and I used to ask him about certain things and tell him about certain things. And I went in last week, 2 weeks ago, and he said to me that they're actually now not going to be questioning people who don't have a mask on, that they'll accept that they're exempt. And I thought, well, that's fantastic. That's a move in the right direction. That's a positive piece. And it means they stop themselves from possibly being sued for breaching human rights, discrimination, and coercion by forcing people to put a mask on. So I said, I paid the visit to Super Value wearing my exemption lanyard rather than a plastic face mask covering. I've never worn an actual physical mask ever. But this plastic covering that you get, and I used to put it up like a welder's mask anyway, you know. But he said a couple of weeks ago that, you know, if you don't come in with a mask on, we'll accept that you're exempt. But what I said to myself was, well, look, what I'll do is I'm going to put the lanyard on to let people know, because I'm sure there's going to be people in there panicking. You know what they're like. So if they see me wearing a lanyard with exempt on it, then they'll go, oh, okay, he's exempt, you know, for whatever reason. And that helps the manager as well. And I don't want to cause any issues in the shop. I just want to get on and do my shopping, and that's it. All right, so it just makes it easier from that side. So I went in with my exemption lanyard rather than the plastic covering. And I wouldn't mind, but I picked the 23rd of December, which is, I went down about 20 past 8. And I thought, you know, there probably won't be many people here, and I'll go in and be nice and quiet. My God, it was like the end of the world. Honest to God, it was packed. So that was my idea, the window to window. Because normally if you go down that early in Super Value on a normal non-Christmas time, it's empty. You know, there's not very few people in. But this was packed. So what a great way to test the water. So anyway, so previously the week before, I had spoken to the manager and told me after all the emails and chats that we had that he is now allowing people in who are exempt. Right, okay, well, I mean, that's the law. He has to do that, you know, otherwise he'd get sued. And I told him that. Now, he's a nice guy and he's trying to do his best to please the mask-wearing customers and the staff. So he's, you know, he is caught between a rock and a hard place. Because he's trying to please everybody, and you know, because you have other people going, probably moaning on him, going, that person's not wearing the mask or whatever, you know. So he has to kind of please everybody and keep the peace. However, they are going to be breaching people's rights, discriminating against people who cannot wear a mask and breaking the law. And that's what I explained to him. Now, he has removed the signs on the front of the shop where you have to have a face covering or you have to wear a mask to get into the shop. Them signs are now gone. Okay, which is a good thing. It all went well. However, one of the management team did say that I still have to wear a face covering even if I'm exempt. She didn't hang around. She said it while she was walking past me. So as she walked past, she was walking past me. She wouldn't stop. Okay. I just told her to have a chat with the manager, but I also had the law in my pocket if she did stop to have a chat. I always like to see how people react when you ask them what they think the law is, and then you pull it out and say, nope, this is what the law says. You know, so, you know, because people say, rather than go in and start, you know, going on the defensive, I would, if she did stop and have a talk with me and say, you have to wear a face mask, I would have said, well, where did you get that information? Is that the law? And if she goes, yes, that's the law, I would have said, well, actually, I've a copy of the law here, and there's nowhere in this law that says what you've just said. So, but if you, let's look at her her logic. So let's examine her logic, right? The states, it states that you do not have to wear anything under the title reasonable excuse if you suffer from stress or a medical condition. The word exempt means just that, exempt from wearing anything. Now, I know that I do not have to wear a lanyard, but I did for the manager, as some of the staff were not aware of the new policy. So he obviously didn't get a time to speak to the staff to tell them about the whole idea of exemption. And so that lady there that stopped, well, she didn't stop me. She walked past and said it, right? So she wouldn't, she didn't get into conversation. I just said to her, speak to the manager. And he would have said to her, yeah, no, Alan's okay, he's exempt. But I'm more than happy to sit, have a talk with her. Obviously, maybe she didn't get the memo. But otherwise, apart from that, it was fine. So I met the manager on the way into the shop, and I didn't have the mask on, but I had the lanyard on. And we said, well, let's see how you get on. And then on the way out of the shop, he said, how did you get on? I said, great, no problem at all. The staff were fine. Just one lady on your management team that said to me in passing, but she didn't stop. And then I would have actually questioned her regarding the law. And then I would have pulled out the law and showed her and said, that's the law. You're wrong. Sorry. And this is why I say to people, always carry a copy of Statutory Instruments 296 of 2020 in your pocket, or carry it around if you're going somewhere. Because seriously, as soon as, if you say to them, what is the law? And they'll tell you their version of it. And as soon as you pull it out and go, well, I've a copy of the law here, and doesn't say anything like that on it, it's just, their face drops. I mean, they just have nothing to say, because you will actually have a physical copy of the law to show them. And they, you know, what are you going to do? You know, so that's why I always say, carry a copy around. If you're going somewhere and you're going to use a, if you're going to go in without any face covering, the lanyard idea, I know you don't have to wear one, okay, as I said earlier, but look, it just makes life easier, and you have to think of your stress levels and all that, and people attacking you and all that kind of stuff. And seriously, putting it around, I know it's kind of like, you know, it's a second class citizen wearing a badge, you know. But if you're not into confrontations, it doesn't bother me either way, because I know the arguments anyway. So if somebody says something to me, as long as I have the law in my pocket, then, you know, what they're saying is just irrelevant. And as somebody said to me, it's like AI, you know, as soon as they see you, they come and they might say something to you. So if you turn around and go, isn't it funny how they don't keep the butter beside the milk? And they look at you thinking, I mean, you've just switched the AI way of doing things, because their approach will be just to have a go. And you completely change the subject, you know, and you could say something like, I don't know, say something else. Isn't it funny how the milk is always lower down and it's not at the top, you know? And they just look at you. It just completely confuses them and takes them completely off track, you know, and smile at them and walk away, whatever. If you want to do that. So these are just little kind of, you know, psychological methods that you can actually try. And and use if you want to do that. Right, okay, now let me see. Right, okay, one more thing of the list before I get started on talking about the year. Right, so over the Christmas period, believe it or not, no rest for the wicked. Over the Christmas period, I've been revamping the website barteringireland.com. It's now up and running for content providers. It's still work in progress in the background, but you can go over to the website and register if you are a producer, a supplier, or local business by filling out the form. Now, the whole idea of barteringireland.com, and if you want to go over there, you can see it now. The whole idea is if they are going to try and restrict the food supplies and cause a problem, you know, we know there isn't issues with that, but we know there's issues with the truck drivers not being paid and COVID and all that kind of stuff that's causing the problems with food supplies, and they'll probably try and will affect it next year, maybe. Hopefully they won't, but they might try it. But wouldn't it be great to be able to promote local businesses and do business with local businesses and be able to not only, you know, if you want to go down and pay them a few quid for a few eggs or a chicken or whatever, that's great. But what if you can barter with them? What if you can swap your energy with them as well? And some of you might say, well, I don't have any money, but I want to, I'll do, 5 hours of work. I'll work for you for 5 hours and then I can get a few eggs or chickens or whatever. So this is the whole idea of barteringireland.com, the website. So what we need is content from every county in Ireland. And so when we have enough content on there, or enough people on there that we feel is enough to get started, then we'll open it up for people, for end users, that end users can register, log in and register. Now, it's a private website. It's not a public website. This is not for the public. It's a private website. And there's a reason why we want to make it private. So it's a private website, and what will happen is that when we're ready to open up to the content, because there's no point opening up the website when there's nothing in there at the moment. We need to build the content, and then when we have the content, we'll actually let end users log in, and then you can go to your county and see which people are supplying whatever, whether it's food, construction, services or whatever, that you can actually barter with, you can actually do deals with. And because if, you know, big companies like Tesco's, Aldi and all these big companies, if they close down or they start doing the COVID passport stuff, you know, and restricting people like they did in Latvia, Aldi actually stopped people. You can't go in unless you have a COVID passport. If they do try and do that, I don't think it'll get that bad. But if they do try and do that, then obviously you need to have alternative solutions from local suppliers who won't be doing that. So this is the important thing. So if you know anybody in your local area, or you want to nominate somebody, or you want to tell them about the website, the whole point of this is no COVID passports. We don't want any of that rubbish. All right. Basically, they just do business as per normal, and whether it's cash or whether it's a barter or whether it's energy. And they can go along to the website and register the details, and we'll find out a bit more information about them, post them up there. And it's more business for them, because a lot of people get their bits and pieces in the big stores and they lose out. The little mum and pop stores lose out. So this is an idea to kind of even up the score a little bit and get more business for them. So there you go. Okay, so that's what's the bits and pieces on the list. So let's have a look at what happened over the year and the guests that we've had on over the year. Actually, before I start, I'm going to give out the question for the t-shirt. Okay, so remember the number is 046 971212. It'll be great to have somebody new who doesn't have a t-shirt, or they want to have a t-shirt. It'd be great if they rang up and they got the question right there. Now, the question is this. It's not as simple, but see how you get on anyway if somebody wants to ring up. As some of you know, myself and Steve got involved with a device called the Pain Genie, and I still use it today. Okay, the Pain Genie is a fantastic device, and it's great for, you know, the aches and pains and stuff like that, and I've treated a lot of people with the Pain Genie. Now, the question is, who was the guest that introduced us to the Pain Genie? Okay, so there you go. So that's the question. So go away, have a think about that. And then if you phone in and we put you on air, and if you get the question right, then obviously you'll win a T-shirt. Okay. Now, also, if you want to call in as well, just to say Happy Christmas, hello to everybody, by all means, you can do that as well. That's no problem at all, because it's an impromptu, unofficial show on Circle of White Light tonight. So it's kind of all chilled out, relaxed and everything else. I might even put a song on, I don't know, because obviously it's nice to have a break now and again rather than hearing me gabble on all the time. So let's start off on the start of the year. So at the start of the year, we had David Ash. Now, David, I'd like to get David on again, because he's been on 2 years in a row. I got him on, I think, in 2020 as well, the start of 2020. And he talked about people before this COVID started to happen in March 2020, when David came on. He was talking about a lot of people moving on, just dying off. And at the time, we didn't realise, we didn't know what was going to happen. But now with COVID coming in, now we can understand the amount of people that have, you know, passed away and died because of COVID, or because of, you know, issues relating to COVID and everything else in between. So it's just funny that when David said that back in 2020, I wasn't too sure how that was going to pan out. But there you go, you know, a year down the line, and 2 years down the line, this is what's happening, really. So there you go. So David, again, good guest. We'll get him on. I'll get him on again, and we'll have an update with David if he's available for an interview. The next guest after David was Terry Lawton. Now, Terry, I believe, is down in around Wicklow, Exford way. And Terry is the chap who was big on exposing the chemtrails. And we talked about COVID as well. And Terry is doing a lot of even seminars. Terry was talking at seminars regarding chemtrails and the dangers of chemtrails. And I believe that they're trying to spray God knows what now in the chemtrails as well. If they can't get us with the vaccine, they're trying to get us with stuff in the chemtrails so it comes down. So they are trying to take us out. I mean, it is a depopulation agenda, and they are trying to take us out. But the human race are very resilient, and they've been trying to take us out since probably 2003, and we're still here. So it says an awful lot about our resilience, and obviously maybe the white hats as well, you know. Okay, so let's see. So that's Terry. So that was, again, a great guest, a great information from Terry there. I'm just scrolling down. I did get a guest on that I'd never had on before, Wajid Hassan from New York. I think he was living in America when I interviewed him. And we covered a number of things from the spiritual side. He was a comedian and an actor, and he does voiceovers and commercials, and we covered a lot of things. So I think we covered a lot of the spiritual stuff as well. I've never had him. That was the first time that I had Wajid on. So it was interesting, you know, having a new guest on and see what they have to talk about. My next guest after that was Andy Thomas. Now, Andy Thomas has been on the show a few times before, and Andy is a great guest to have on. Loads of information. He's written a few books as well. Again, I'll probably get Andy back on. And, you know, the whole alt media over the last 2 to 3 years seems to have changed. And we're going back to 2010. You know, radio was kind of all the thing. People were not doing YouTube, Facebook time and all this kind of stuff on videos. And radio was the thing. And we were all focused on the alt media and, you know, getting the information out there. But what I've noticed over the last 2 to 3 years, there seems to be people who have a product to sell. And they seem to be more interested in jumping on the alt media bandwagon and pushing their product on there, and actually the alt media is secondary to what they're doing. And where in the old days we were just purely focused on the alt media and putting the truth out there, now you're having people coming in with their products and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not in any way relating that to Andy Thomas, because Andy was one of the alt media guys going back in the old days who was focused on alt media and putting the information out there. So that was the prime directive for Andy, getting the information out there. But as I say, over the last 2 to 3 years, there seems to be a spate of people out there that are now jumping on the alt media because that's where they can sell the product. And it's just watering down what I feel is the alt media. And even trying to get guests on the show is getting very difficult as well, because let's just say there's some people that will, you might invite on the show and they listen to one or two of your shows, and you might go, and I had this happen to me where a particular lady who I've never had on before, I invited her on, she'd listened to the show and she said, oh, that show, you're kind of political on there, so it's I don't think it's for me. And I'm thinking, well, have a look at the world. Where have you been living? You know, kind of political. So maybe it's part of this woke culture that's going around that, you know, they're offended or it feels that it'll affect their book sales or their product sales or something, and they don't want to come on. And this is, unfortunately, you know, what's happening at the moment. So trying to get good people on that have good information and have their heart in the right place, it's very difficult these days, folks. It really is difficult. And of course, there's a lot of people doing the videos, Facebook, YouTube and everything else. So much more now after 10 years, 11 years, rather than, you know, in the early days where there was very little of that. So, maybe one of the things for 2022 is Circle of White Light has to have a rethink on certain things. But, you know, I'll have to have a think about that. Right, my guest in January also was a lady called Selene Terry Apodaca. And she was a lady that was tuned in to what's going on a higher level. Her background was she went through human trauma and MK Ultra, and I think she was a sex slave and stuff like that. So again, she had good information of what's going on. I haven't really heard much from Selene at all. So again, you know, maybe these are guests that we need to kind of catch up with and find out what's happening, you know. Okay. Hello, everybody. Again, logging in on the chat room there. Good to see everybody. My next guest was Dr. Christine Northrop. Now, again, very interesting. It's always good when I have a doctor on the show, because we can really get into the subject matter and get into specifics about what's going on. And we were talking about COVID. We were talking about you know, what's going on with the spike proteins and the the transmission as well, along with Dr. Tenpenny, which we had further on down in the year, And yeah, it's always great. I always enjoy getting doctors on, because when people say to you, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, and, you know, where are you getting information from Mary on the internet, on Facebook? You go, no, actually, we've had Dr. Xwell on, and this other doctor and this other doctor on, you know, and it kind of shuts them up. But, you know, what do you do with these people who are, you know, they're getting their information from the mainstream news and actually have an arrogance to think that they know more than we do? Now, I'm not saying I know everything, but I know, and you know, the listeners of the show know, don't get the vaccine. The reason why is because it's not a vaccine, it's an experimental drug. And yet these people have gone off and got the vaccine are saying that they know more about things than you do. I mean, if they knew about that was an experimental drug, they wouldn't have got it in the first place. So that really, that's their ignorance. That's the ego. The ego is made up of arrogance and ignorance. You know, so arrogant to think they know what's going on, and the ignorance that they don't, you know. Now, a lady that I had on the show, which was a bit of a funny interview, because I know she manages and she rescues donkeys and stuff like that, a lady called Utsava. And I had the co-host, which was Siobhan, that was on with me as well. And I think during the interview, she had to get up and run outside and check her donkeys or something like that. So it was a bit of a hit and miss interview as far as I was concerned. And it just takes, when things like that happen, unfortunately, it does take away from the interview. You know, it is what it is. My next guest on in February was Liam Deegan. Now, Liam is a friend of mine. I've known Liam for a long time. He's great. He's an independent journalist, and great for putting the content out there on Facebook as well and exposing what's going on. And again, I'd probably get Liam on again definitely to do a talk and get an update from the Irish side as to what his thoughts are on what's happening now and how things are going. So it's always good to get an update. I'm just reading a comment from Steve there. Seems Germany are mandating the vaxxers. Other countries will follow. There are camps being set up house the anti-vaxxers. We are having an effect. Look, you know, at the end of the day, they might be talking about it and they might be doing little things, but I do believe that we are on the up. I do believe that, you know, we are having a major effect. And I did speak, I think I said to you about the psychologist I looked at during the week. I posted the actual video of the psychologist up on Facebook. And if I didn't say it, I'll say it again. This psychologist was saying that 30% of the population will follow the rules to the book. So they're the people in the 1930s before World War II, which did everything they were told by Hitler, right? 30% of the population will do that, right? Now, there's another 30 to 40% of the population who won't like what's going on, but they'll go along with it anyway. They're not happy, but they'll go along with it. And there's a 10 and 20% of people who will be standing up and speaking out and saying, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, like alt-media. Okay, so basically what he said, this psychologist, he said, was that any totalitarian government over in history where there was 10 or 20% of people speaking out has always failed. So it's just a matter of time until this system collapses. And it's quite evident. If you look at what's going on in the UK, so many people are sticking their fingers up at Boris. People are writing songs and taking the pee out of the government. And if you haven't seen the football fans up in Scotland with all the banners saying about the government and what they're like and everything else, I mean, people are beginning to wake up in a major way. Remember, the human frequency is off the charts. It really is off the charts. And the energies are coming in and it's affecting people in a big way. So I just think that, you know, we are doing a great job. People are beginning to wake up. And the people who you thought would never wake up are beginning to kind of go, yeah, hang on a minute, this is not right, hang on. Four shots, vaccines, then boosters, and another booster coming out, and then they want me, and they're going, hang on a minute. I think one of the mainstream media newspapers during the week said in Ireland, around the age group of 40, so around 40-year-olds, a million of them did not turn up for the boosters in Ireland. Right, a million. Now, if the mainstream media are reporting that, then it's probably a lot more than a million. But even so, for a country of 5 million people, there or thereabouts, having 1 million people not turn up for the boosters says a lot. So they're technically the unvaxxed. Because, you know, you're supposed to have your vaccines and you're supposed to have your booster to get your COVID ID and your passport. So there's a million people, if that's true, a million people who are now part of the unvaxxed because they won't have a COVID passport. You know, so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think, you know, people are beginning to wake up and question things, especially the damage, the people who are being damaged by the actual experimental drug. I mean, some of the video footage out there is unreal of the damage that has caused people. You know, you just don't want to go near it. Really, really. Right, okay. Now, so we have to keep pushing, folks. Keep speaking out. Keep pushing. Keep waking people up. This is what it's all about. Keep doing what you're doing. Because time and time again, it's, as I say, this psychologist said, totalitarian governments throughout history, with these 10 or 20% of people, that's when the system collapsed. And we need to keep doing that. Okay. So the next guest on in February was Daniel Laverty. And Danielle is always great having Danielle. I'll get her take on what's going on. She's very straight and forward in what she says and what's going on. And funny enough, my guest next week for the kick off the new year in January is Danielle. So she's going to be coming on and we're going to be talking to Danielle and find out what's happening there. and what's happening in her life. Dr. Rima Lebeau was in March. Now, Dr. Rima, again, another doctor, really like Dr. Rima. She doesn't cut any corners, and she says it the way she sees it. She's very straight. And obviously we talked an awful lot about, you know, medical issues and stuff like that, as usual with Dr. Rima. And she's been on the show a few times, as you know. So again, always good to have Dr. Rima on and get an update from her. Now, the next guest was Walter Graham. Funny enough, I was speaking to Walter's wife today on the phone. We are wishing each other Happy Christmas and catching up. I have to pop up and see Walter in the new year. I don't know when we'll be able to get into the restaurants and have a meal, but hopefully if we can, then I'll be driving up there and I'm meeting up with Walter and his wife, and we'll have a chat and have some grub, have something to eat. So again, Walter, a great guy, known him for years now. He's been here in my house. He's doing the videos of him checking out the radiation in my house are still on YouTube under the OIM YouTube channel. And Walter is a great guy. Anytime we kind of sit down, we just chat, and then we chat, and then we chat and chat, and then 4 hours goes by. It's just so easy that we can just talk about so much. So it'd be great. I'm going to have to get Walter back on, I think, and I'll have to pop up and see him. A new lady that I interviewed, I never had on the show before, a lady called Nikki Sutton came on. She's a spiritual meditation, spiritual guide. And again, we're talking about the spiritual stuff as well, because being an alt-media radio show, I do get emails in from people going, can you get this guest on? Can you get that guest on? And can you talk about this subject and everything else? So as a radio show, I try and cover as many subjects as we can. It's just amazing how I might cover, you know, the spiritual side, 5D and everything else. And some people might go, oh, that radio station's a bit woo-woo. But when they have it on Channel 4 or the BBC, it's okay. Or RTE. But, you know, so it's the, you know, one rule for them, another rule for us. You know, it's ridiculous. Right, in March, I had Kim from Life Force. And again, I think we'll be hooking up with Kim in the new year to get an update on what's going on. I'm on a Skype group with Kim, and if there's any news, we kind of, you know, swap a bit of information. But it's good having her on, getting an update on what's happening. There is an awful lot of stuff going on with the assemblies, folks. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm not saying much about it, because, you know what, if you tell people what you're going to do and it doesn't happen for whatever reason, they, you know, people can be a bit funny like that. So what we've decided to do is we're going to do what we can. And once it's done, if we can get it done, once it's done, we'll then let people know what we've done, and then they can check it out for themselves. So instead of telling people what we're going to do, we're going to do it, and then we're going to tell you what we've done. That way you can be assured that it's done, rather than what we're telling you to do. You know, the whole idea of hope and false promises and all that kind of stuff and excuses, we don't want to do that. There's enough people doing that at the moment. So we'd rather get things done and then tell you it's done. And then we'll take it from there. Right, okie dokie. Right, okay, no phone calls at the moment for a Circle of White Light t-shirt. And I'll just give you the question again for the people who turned up late. The question is, myself and Steve got involved with a guest on OIM who introduced us to a device called the Pain Genie. Which guest was that? What was the guest's full name? If you want to ring on 046-927-1212, and then if you get the name right, then you will win a t-shirt. Okay, so that's the question. Right, the next guest was Rachel Alexander. Now, Rachel was a psychologist, and I have a background in social psychology, and I love psychology, and it's one of my pet subjects. So having Rachel on is, for me, so enjoyable, because we can really get into the subject matter. And I'm definitely, I'll have Rachel back on, and we'll get into more psychology. Really, really enjoy the psychology side with Rachel, so definitely have her back on. And the next guest on, funny enough, last week we had Tracy on with Siobhan, and again, Tracy seems to be a regular on the show as well. People like Tracy, people like her channel, which is Daniel, and they have a lot of questions for Daniel to find out what's going on a very high level. And it's great being able to do that with Tracy. Now, I've had private readings with Tracy as well, and the information that came in was very good. So I can kind of vouch for Tracy. And other people have gone off and got private readings with Tracy. On this occasion, it was just me and Tracy. But sometimes what I do is Siobhan comes in as well, like last week, and acts as a co-host as well. Okay, so the next guest on, this is April now, we're in April. I will take a little musical break at the top of the hour because just to break things up a little bit. The next guest was Dr. Graham Monroe Hall. Now, Dr. Graham, again, fantastic guest. He really enjoyed being on the interview. And the one thing I remember him saying is that, God, your listeners are very intelligent. And I said, of course they are. They're very intelligent. They're well cued into what's going on. And he really enjoyed the interview and the conversation. And he's a dentist of 30 plus years, and his wife is a dentist as well. And his book that you can buy on Amazon is called Dentistry Exposed. I even told my own dentist about it. And he's open-minded, which is great, you know. So there you go. So Dr. Graham Monroe, again, we'll probably get him on again. I'd like to get Graham on again. Great information on his approach to COVID and what's going on. And he was talking about that as well on the show. So next on, Bibi Bacus. Now, this lady was jailed for 8 years. They shut her up and jailed her for 8 years. I recommend, if you wanted to know about the straw man and laws and UCC codes, pop over to that interview with Bibi Bacus. She lived in Florida and she was doing real estate, and the powers to be didn't like what she was doing. So they set her up and they jailed her for 8 years. And instead of her kind of, you know, being affected by that and destroying her life, she actually studied law in prison and came out fighting. And now she teaches law to people that are interested in doing it. And she does training courses and everything else. That was a very interesting show, you know, being jailed for 8 years. You know, I mean, that's just because the people who are involved didn't like what she was doing. I think she was infringing on their businesses and affecting their business, and they didn't like it, so they actually set her up. So, that was a very, very good interview. I enjoyed having a chat, talking about the law and the legal side. Now, she did offer me a free course to go on one of her courses, but we haven't got around to sorting it out, so I'll have to email her sometime. I'll be interested to go on a course to see what that's all about. Okay, so Gosha and Dale Harder. Well, Gosha and Dale Harder were really high level stuff, and they were talking about some of the spiritual stuff that has been going on the planet. And again, I like touching base with these people because they bring a different dimension to what's going on, you know. People like that, just to see what they have to say. Again, keep an open mind as usual. We're all on the path of knowledge. And some people are further down the road than others. So we have to be aware of that, and we have to be patient with people and accept that. But again, good information as usual. We might have to get them back on. Okay, Raymond Whitehead. I spoke to Raymond. Raymond was the ex-leader of the DDI party. And Raymond, on a regular basis, he sends me over stuff all the time on Facebook, things that he thinks that would be good for me to have a look at. So fair play, Raymond, for doing that. And that's much appreciated. And I've talked to Raymond about the assembly and certain things that are going on. And he's very keen to hear how we get on with that. I mentioned to Raymond, you know, a couple of things about the political side. And do we need another party? I don't know. You know, it's we'll have to see what happens anyway. So I think he's holding out to see what happens from an assembly point of view, and then once he knows what's going on there, we'll take it play by ear and see what happens. Okay, and in May, Actually, timing might be quite good, halfway through the year, halfway through the show. In May, we had Liam and Gavin on. And Liam from Scotland, you know, a big supporter of Circle of White Light, which is great. Really nice guy. He's helping out, does a lot of work with Kim. And the assemblies at the moment, and Gavin was the quantum surgeon, and Gavin's off doing his thing at the moment. So again, always good to catch up what the lads are doing and what's going on there. Again, there's certain things that they can say and certain things they can't say, because there's work in progress as well. Right, okay, now my next guest was again a regular guest on the show, Richard Cumbers. Richard comes on, talks about health, and he showed me some advanced technology this year. He came to the house and switched on the computer, and he showed me some of the tech that he has and how to cure people and stuff. It was unbelievable, phenomenal. You know, you put the earphones on, and you click the part of the body, you do a scan on the body, and it gives you a certain level of numbers on your kidneys or your liver or whatever. And it might be a 5 or a 6, and you go, okay, we're going to reset that back to a 3 or a 4. And you can just press the button and it resets it back to 3 or 4. I mean, did I feel any different? Not really. I don't know whether it worked or not, to be honest with you. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're just going to have to see what happens. But yeah, he has this technology, which is phenomenal. So it was very impressive. And so, again, he's a regular guest. We'll have him back on the show because he always has some great information. Okay, coming up to the 30th of May, we had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Danny Arnold McKinney. So Dr. Sherry, again, brilliant. She's a medical doctor, great information, very concerned about the transmission of the actual vaccine, people who've been vaccinated. Question on the chat room there, question, can we get our liens cashed in by Kim? I don't know, Boko, I don't know about that. We'd have to. That's a question for when we get Kim on the show to ask. So you'd have to wait for Kim to come on. We'll see. So keep that question for when we have Kim on, and we can ask her that. So Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Sherry, yeah, she was very concerned, being a medical doctor. She was saying that there was women in their 50s and 60s, I think, menstruating, even after they were finished the menopause. And because of this, what's this transmission doing? What's the virus doing? So she was very big at exposing that and talking about what's going on. Bit of concern about it, I have to say. Now, also, I had on the same show, Danny Arnold McKinney. And funny enough, I was speaking to Danny yesterday. Danny set up a Zoom group for anybody that wants to come in, because not everybody has family and they could be on their own having Christmas. So she set up a Zoom group for anybody that wanted to come in and say hello. So I jumped in for half an hour or so to say hello to Danny and some of the crew that were in there. And we were having a chat, you know, for a bit of time, just catching up on a few things. So, yeah, I mean, we can always get Danny on again and have a chat with Danny. No problem at all. We can have a good conversation there. But I was only talking to her yesterday, funny enough, so it is what it is. The next guest on in June was Danny Searle. And again, another guy I like having on, Danny Searle from Australia, spiritual guidance counsellor. Again, open-minded to a lot of things and the bigger stuff, the bigger picture, what's going on. Great to get an update as well from Australia, what's happening there. With Danny and his take on things. So again, another great guest to have on. My guest after that was Patricia Curry. And Patricia, again, she had me on her show, which is great, because one of the things I said to Finney Eastwood when I interviewed him during the year was that out of all the people that I've interviewed over the years, I've probably only been invited, I'd say I could count on one hand the amount of people that invited me on their show or did a show with me. And Patricia was one of them that invited me on their show. Fair play to her for doing that. And I'm not saying they should be obliged to do it. They shouldn't be obliged. They should feel if they want to do it, they want to do it. That's fine. But you know what? Sometimes it's nice to do that, to do a favour for a fellow alt media radio host or somebody who does videos and exposes what's going on in the alt media to share information. Because all people, the likes of alt media hosts, not just me or, you know, anybody else, Patricia or Vinny Eastwood or any, but we interview so many people and we have such an amount of information that we gather from interviewing all these guests that we have loads to talk about and loads of information to give out, rather than somebody who's kind of just in one area. So we do have a wealth of knowledge, and I think that's been missed by these people. But now I know we're all amateurs at the end of the day, we're not professionals. But I do think that in the alt media circles, that should be part of the agenda, is not just interviewing general people who are, have a specific area they work on, but other radio shows. Now, is it because they're concerned that, oh, if I get this radio host on, that means that, you know, I might lose my audience? I mean, that's ridiculous to do that. The one thing that I don't have a problem with doing is doing that. And even on OIM Radio, we never had a problem getting other radio hosts on. If anything, it was a good thing to do because they knew the score. They knew how it all worked. It was great. And we wouldn't worry about that. The way I see it is the people that need to listen to the show will be there. Simple. You know, leave it to the universe. Let the universe deal with it. Okay, so thanks to Patricia for doing the video there. And I have to say as well, Danny McKinney has also had me speak to her team on video as well, talking about solar energy and CB radio and amateur radios and stuff like that. So it was thanks to Danny for doing that as well. We've done some talking about, you know, bits and pieces like that. Okay, the next guest on was Professor Dolores Cahill, and Siobhan was on the show with me as well. She was co-hosting there. And again, Professor Dolores Cahill, everybody has their opinion on Dolores, but she does have a background. She is a professor and she does have a certain level of knowledge on certain things. And, you know, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's get down to the facts. And she has done a lot to expose what's going on. So I have to give credit where credit is due. And I'd be happy to have Dolores on the show again to talk to her, to get a catch up on what's going on. And does a kind of manhunt at the moment on, I think, for Dolores from the government. But that's what happens when you're exposing what's going on. Okay, the last guest on that I'll get on before we go for a musical break is Harry Rhodes. Now, Harry, again, is a regular guest, known him for years, great guy. And I've ordered some bits and pieces actually off Harry just before Christmas. I'm waiting on them to come in. Kaja, the superfood Kaja mushrooms, I've ordered some of that again. And I use it to sprinkle on dinner. It's, I mean, this, if you haven't looked into this, then Kaja mushrooms. If you haven't looked into them, Chaga mushrooms, have a look into them, the superfoods. Phenomenal, the amount of things that I do. Anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, and God knows what else. So I've ordered more of that from Harry. Organic, obviously, it's going to be coming over. Again, great guest. He does, he's involved in a lot of stuff, and it's just great to get people on like that that can share information and do an awful lot to help humanity. Again, these are people like that are the core people who are really great, you know, really know what's going on, you know. Okay, so before I go on to July, which is the second half of the year, I'm just going to take a little break, give me voice a little bit of a rest, and we're going to have a bit of a musical break. And if you know who the person is, you know, and it'd be great, as I say, somebody new who doesn't have a T-shirt would be fantastic. If you know who the person is who introduces to the Pain Genie, even when the music is on, give me a ring. And if you know the answer, you'll win a T-shirt. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
I don't know. No phone call at all. I think you're all shy to ring in. Maybe it's the Irish thing. I don't know. I mean, in America, you hear radio shows and everybody's ringing into the radio show. Are we all shy in Ireland? You don't want to phone up. And, yeah, or maybe do you know the answer? That's the thing. Well, I know the answer is on the the chat room, but nobody's ringing up. So anyway, if you do want to ring up, apart from the t-shirt competition, if you do want to ring up and have a chat and then have your opinion said, you know, if you want to tell us how you see things happening in the way you're seeing the world and what's going on, by all means, give me a phone call. As I say, it's an unofficial night. It's the annual review. And I'm not even sure whether I'll be doing a full show tonight, because it'll take as long as it takes to do to go through the list of people. And once that's done, the work is done, and then I'll be going off. But I have a cup of tea that's been brought into me, which is really great, because I was getting a bit dry there. So thanks for that. Right. Okay. So let's get on with the list of people who've been on the show. The next guest in July was the 4th of July, funny enough, was Gary Heseltine. Now, Gary Heseltine is a former police detective, and he's the vice president of the International Coalition for Extraterrestrial Research. So when people talk about UFOs, and they have that little kind of giggle, you know, oh, UFOs, ha, 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 you know, and you say, well, do you know Gary Heseltine? He's an ex-former police detective, and he deals with evidence and purely evidence, and he runs the PUFOS police database in the UK. So when the police have an experience regarding UFOs, they'll go to Gary because he's an ex-detective. And people kind of, what do you mean by that? So it's not like Jimmy down the road with his binoculars, and you're saying, no, no, this is a guy who's actually involved. He's an ex-detective. You know, again, by giving them the people who are involved in a kind of professional way with what's going on, it shuts them up quite quickly. But then again, you can't please everybody, you know, but it's just, it is what it is, I suppose. Okay, next guest after Gary was a lady called Leah Ray. Now, Leah Ray, again, a talented empath, intuitive wellness coach, and she gave me a reading, a very interesting reading, Akashic Records, it was a very good reading, and so it was very interesting, and that's what I always try and do, folks. When I get approached, oh, we have somebody on the phone, let's see who it is. Good evening, caller, how are you?
Good evening, Alan, how are you? And Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners and the family and everyone else.
How are you, Steve? How's things?
You know, just to living the dream, living the life. Well, when I say that, obviously I'm living the life inside my own head, because I'm not getting too involved with, you know, all the outside crap. And I find it's much better when you live with inside yourself. It's like, hey, I know everyone in here, and it's great, and you know.
I do. Well, what I do is, what I'm finding, Steve, is I'm kind of going out to my shed now. You know, I got a shed, so I that's my grounding. And by the way, happy Christmas to the family, and everything else goes with
Thank
that. I'm finding going out to the shed and pottering around and making things and having the music on in the background, it just kind of takes me away from it. And sometimes what happens is I walk out of the shed and I think, are we still in this shit show? Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, I forget. You know,
there's nothing like a little bit of me time where you can go to your shed, get your head in the shed, get your head into something else other than all the shit show that's going on, because obviously if you're involving yourself in what's going on, it will do many different things to you psychologically. It will have you, you know, questioning yourself, questioning everything. It'll have you wondering, you know, would I be better off out of this? And then people would, you know, possibly start contemplating, you know, removing themselves permanently from it because they can't deal with it. They don't know how to deal with it, and they feel like they're alone in this whole thing.
Now, the reason I
actually rang you, I'm not looking for a T-shirt.
Hang on, we'll have to do a swap. I'll give you one of mine if you give me one of yours.
well, before we start swapping, you show me yours first and I'll show you mine. Well, come here. The reason I actually rang in is because I have personal experience. You know where I work, and you know the boss man there, John.
Yeah.
John got his jab. Mm. John got his second jab. John got his booster jab. And John is real into this, you know, oh, you know, you must stay 6 feet apart. And he's big into all this. And I had a conversation with him. As you may know, I succumbed to the dreaded COVID.
Dun, dun, dun. Maybe I should have some... Yeah. You know, serious music, okay.
Yeah. Now, by all the shit show that we've seen on the media, because I'm in my 50s, you know, I'm in one of those age brackets where if I don't get the jab and I got COVID, I could be dead, you know. But you have people going, getting it now, going, oh, but thank God I got the jab because it would have been much worse. You know, come off it. But anyway, I had a conversation with John and he wanted to know, you know, now this is a real kind of out in the open, no holds barred, you know, just general chit-chat. And I said to him, I said, well, John, would you consider yourself open-minded? Well, of course I am. I'm very open-minded. I says, right, where do you get your news? What do you mean? I says, well, you're talking here about COVID and jabs and vaccines and face masks and social distance and all this stuff. I said, and I'll be honest, you sound like a repeater. You just seem to be repeating what other people are saying. You know, you're not saying anything that I haven't heard before. I said, where do you get your news? And he says, well, you know, in the evening now, I'll switch on the RT news. And I went, right, yeah. And I'll watch the headlines. I don't watch the whole thing because I find it too depressing. So I just get the headlines and I switch off and I go, right. And then obviously you then go when you obviously look up other sources for news. No. What? No. I said, but you just said you're open-minded, but you're only getting your news from one source. Oh, where are you getting yours? He says. I said, I suppose it's a YouTube channel, is there? And I went, no. I said, that's very degrading. I says, for you to assume that I'm looking at YouTube and that's where I'm getting my information. I said, I'll be honest with you, John. I says, as you know, I said, I was involved with an online radio station. I says, for a long time. I says, and we spoke to many different people with qualifications coming out the wazoo. Mm. And I said, and all these people, I said, are now saying the same things, that this is all a pandemic, it's a hoax, it's all run by fear, and they're pointing us back to Nazi Germany going, hello, history repeating itself. Mm. And I tried to have a conversation with him, you know, and he listened, to be fair, he listened to what I said, and you know, we swapped some stories back and forward. But the last thing that I sent him, and I'm in the kitchen now, but I have to walk back into the office here because I had it up on the screen. The last email I sent him was a link to, where are we? Bayer, the medical company, Bayer Executive, mRNA shots are gene therapy marked as vaccines to gain public trust. And there was a link there to that, but where it basically outlines the whole thing as a, like, it's all bullshit, basically. Mm. And I sent that link to him and I said, John, this is the last piece of information I'm going to give you. Because I felt, if you know, this is someone from within a company giving the information. If he doesn't believe it, well, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
He replied back to the email and he said, according to the Times and Telegraph, nine out of ten COVID positive cases in the UK are unvaccinated individuals, which we all know is not particularly true.
Yeah.
He also said, I will say again, a little knowledge is a very dangerous thing, especially now. Oh, and Joe Biden is most likely part of this conspiracy as well. I'm sure that YouTube, the scientific holy grail, will produce a video supporting this suggestion as well. So when I got that short email back, I figured, well, it doesn't matter what information I give him. It really doesn't matter. He's set in his ways. He has skin in the game. He's invested because he's got a couple of jabs. So therefore, yeah, I think that's a sign he has skin in the game.
That's it. I mean, you know why we did the seminars and we talked about the fluid belief system. Because we knew that what we were doing wasn't working, trying to push the content or promote the content, and we went and said, oh, hang on a minute, let's look at the psychology. So the fluid belief system still stands. And again, as you say, you know, we people are on a path of knowledge, and John is at this stage, and anything you give him, again, his investment in the vaccines and the boost and everything else, he's done all on that investment, but the ego won't allow him to go, actually, Steve, I will look at that, you know, because I'm concerned about that, and I will keep an open mind. He's too much invested in what went on, so he can't. And again, the child mind will be, oh no, I'm not going to look into that, because if I do that and say I was wrong, I feel like a gobshite, that I've been scammed, and I don't want to do that.
And I mean, who was it? I you see all these quotes online, and some of them are fantastic quotes, but it's like a lot of them are linked to different people. Like, is it Mark Twain allegedly said, it's easier to fool a man than to convince him he's been fooled. Now, that, I think that's a small quote, but it speaks volumes. Now, I'm not sure if it was Mark Twain, but I mean, it's true. It really is. It's nigh on impossible to convince people that they've been fooled. Because obviously their own ego, as you say, it won't let them, you know, think that, you know, somebody could fool them, because everyone, I suppose, likes to think of themselves as, oh yeah, I'm very open-minded, I'm
It's the idea of like an illusionist and a scammer you've been scammed, and people after you feel foolish and they go, God, I really fell for that. I'm a bit of a gobshite for falling for that, you know. And people don't like that. And it's the other thing with psychology, that they can't say, I don't know. You know, because not knowing something is seen as a weakness. So they'd rather go, oh, that's a load of BS, rather than, I don't know. So, and this is why I've always said about, go back to the psychology. If you're going to argue or get into a debate with somebody, go from it from a psychological point of view. Don't talk about whether the moon's made of cheese, because you'll argue all night. Get into the psychology. And as you said to John, do you have an open mind? And then he doesn't have an open mind, because the societal programming, as you know, Steve, is shutting down. People say they have an open mind, and then you challenge their belief system and they shut down. You think, well, you don't have an open mind because you've just shut down.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened to me. As I say, I made a lot of very short, very valid points, and I asked him some questions, and the best he could come up with on that day was, oh, I suppose you get all your information from YouTube. There's probably a whole community of people who just sit there all day, you know, typing on the internet and looking for videos to expose stuff. And I said, no, John, there's not. But I mean, I said, if that's what you think, then I said, you don't really think that much of me, because I'm the one giving you some information. I said, I'm not degrading you or putting you down or slagging you off because you get your news. You only get your one source of news from RTE. Mm. I said, but you know, you have to. I used the other analogy. I said, I said, if you walked into a room and two of your kids are in there and the vase that your Auntie Mabel gave you for a wedding present is broken on the floor, I said, obviously, what are you going to do? Are you going to ask one child what happened and then believe what they say, because they're most likely going to blame the other child, and then you'll chastise the other child? Or I said, are you going to ask both of them what happened, and then you will kind of weigh up the pros and cons, and, you know, you'll make a decision, an informed decision yourself? Well, of course, yeah, sure, you'd have to do that. That's the right thing to do. And I says, yeah, but you're not doing that with your, you know, with what RTE is telling you. You're not looking for alternative sources to, you know, just to see if everyone is on the same page or if different people are saying different things. I also said, you know, the one about the oil in the car. I said, if you brought your brand new car into your mechanic, and your mechanic said, John, we have this brand new oil here. It's great. It's new to the market. It's experimental, but it promises great things. Can we try it in your car when we're doing the service? And then you go, oh yeah, that's fine, but sure, I'm sure if that goes wrong, like, you'll take responsibility. Mechanic goes, oh no, don't do it, me. And then John goes, okay, well, what about the manufacturer of the oil? If that goes wrong, sure, I can claim off them. And the mechanic goes, no, they're indemnified. So the case of John, if that goes wrong, the onus is on you. And I said, it's the very same with the jab. I said, They're in trials. It's experimental. I said, you don't have to take my word. Ring up anyone. Ring up the HSE. Ask your GP, I said. It's common knowledge. And I said, but you're willing to take a chance on something experimental going into your body and your wife and your family.
Yeah, I mean, I love that argument regarding the two kids, because you can't argue with logic. I mean, if they turned around and said, oh, well, don't you listen to one of the kids, you think, I'm glad I'm you, not my dad. You know, so, and when people say, when you use the argument, they go, oh, no, I have to listen to both of them. And then you say, well, why are you only listening to one side of the narrative? Why are you only listening to what RTE are saying? Have you listened to what the counter argument is to that? And that's when they turn around and go, well, no. And then the other thing is, and I've seen the meme on it, where if you, before you buy a car, you know, you do your research and what the car is like and everything else, and you're an intelligent consumer. But if you start questioning the jab that's gone into your body, then you're a bloody conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's just madness, right? But this is why I always go back to people's belief systems, because when as you said to John, do you think you have an open mind? But I normally say, and when I say something and people start doing the, oh, well, RTE, then say, I've just challenged your belief system and you've just shut down straight away. I said, you're not entertaining the thought and you're not having a look. You cannot, how valid is your opinion if you're only listening to one side of the argument? It's not very valid. I said, and a valid opinion is both sides. And again, applying the logic, and they go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I suppose there are some people, as I said at the end of the chat room, there are some people who I think if you keep trying to wake them up or keep trying to give them the information, you are wasting your time. It's like trying to push a car up a hill. Mm. And I think, do I really want to invest my time in doing that, or do I want to, you know, invest my time with talking to the people who are awake? Because the people who are asleep are going to fight you all the way, and they will keep pushing you back, and you have to keep pushing them. And I just feel it's not worthwhile anymore. I think we're at a place now where, as has been said before, the people who are awake or who need to be awake are awake, you know, and the rest of them, you know, those who just want to keep getting the jabs and their boosters, well, that's fine. That's where they are. They're just cannon fodder now, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there is a massive awakening. There are people waking up, even this year alone. I mean, what we have to do is we have to remember that there's people that have only woke up 2 months ago. And, you know, just people have said to me who've just woken up in the last few weeks. I came across somebody and he said, oh, what do you think about fluoride? Do you know about fluoride?
And I go,
I did that about 15 years ago, right? But it's new to them. So you have to, you know.
I don't get any of that. I would love someone to come along to me and go, hey, Jesus Christ, what do you think it is?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, no, it's, again, you know, the whole idea is we have to be, because we've been doing this a long time, as a lot of people on the chat room have, and people listening to the show, right? So when you have somebody who's new to it, you know, we've said this on OAM, Steve, we said, look, if somebody comes and goes saying, oh, I've just woken up to fluoride and I'm looking at fluoride, you don't go, okay, they're awake, here's everything got to do with Area 51, and you think, no, you don't do that. You speak to them on the level where they're awake to. So if they're open to fluoride, then you might say, well, do you know about the dangers of smart meters? And stick to that. That's the path. That's where they're at. And stick on that level. And I think you have a better chance of giving them information. I give them information regarding if it's fluoride they're just into. Give them information on fluoride and go, hey, check this out. Well, I came across this as well, because they're interested in it and that's where they're at. And then as over time, they will go down the rabbit holes. They'll find some of the rabbit holes have nothing in them, but they have to go down there anyway. I mean, you know, we've talked about this, you know, time and time again.
It's like one of those word searches when you're trying to go from A to B. I suppose you have to go down the little path that has no ending to it. You know, just to say, so you've covered everything, I suppose.
Yeah, I just found, I said it earlier, Steve, and I'd like to get your take on it. I said it earlier on about the alt media. You know, when we first started OIM back in 2010, a lot of the people we met were really alt media people getting the information out there. But over the last 2 to 3 years now, what I've noticed is there's these people jumping on the bandwagon to sell or push their product. And alt media is just, it's just a way of flogging their goods. They're not really into the alt media. It's just looking at a way to flog their goods. And it's a bit disheartening seeing that when what we did in the early days was we really met good people who are really into what's going on. I don't know whether you're seeing that yourself.
I am, Alan, but it goes back to something that you said, and you've said it repeatedly, about the barrel full of apples, you know, or a barrel full of lies. Mm. And even if the truth is in there, you know, sometimes it's very hard to find. And there are a lot of good people with a lot of truth, but I also agree that there are people who figure, right, well, I'm a writer and I write about this. How can I promote my book to get people to buy it? RTE won't let me on because they don't like the subject matter. And then they see an alternative station like OIM or Circle of White Light, and they think, I'll contact them because, you know, it's just a way of getting my book out to more people.
Yeah.
But yet when you start to interview them, you realise all they really know is what's in the book. And when you assume that they're on the path of knowledge as well, or on the path of enlightenment, and then you realise that they're not. That a lot of mainstream stuff, they believe it hook, line and sinker, and they're not willing to even challenge that stuff. And then you realise, well, what the fucking hell are you doing on here? You know, you're not, you don't appear to be open-minded, you don't appear to be have a fluid-type belief system. It looks to me like, you know, you're just here to sell your product.
Exactly.
And
well,
that makes your job as an interviewer obviously fucking nigh on impossible, because you obviously there on and you want to explore different avenues and talk, or whatever subject they're interested in, you talk around that subject and about that subject. And then you find that they're closed. They know nothing outside of what they're talking about. And then you kind of go, well, where are we going with this interview? I can talk about your book or your DVD, and that's about it.
Yeah, this is it. And it's the investment in their time. So even if you question some of the stuff in their DVD or book, they might be very defensive about it, you know, rather than being open-minded about it.
Yeah.
If you remember, when we interviewed Carol Roslin on OIM, she said it to us. She said she's met people on the speaking scene where they've had a book of UFOs. And they admitted to her that, it's rubbish in the book. This is all rubbish, but it's selling and it pays me mortgage. So I just put in there what people want to see. So it sells the book and I get paid money. No, I'm not saying everybody.
Well, they're kind of prostituting their own fucking information, really.
Well, this is it. And this is the problem. And this is why we get kind of labelled in a certain way, because there's people out there doing this who don't give a damn. They just want to make money and don't give a damn about, you know, the truth and what's out there. And this is why intent is very important. But look, you know, let's see what 2022 holds and see what's going to happen. I mean, I said it earlier, Steve. You know, with all the changes taken on, now that everybody, you know, when we started OIM back in 2010, it was all about radio and the alt media, and it was really cracking. But these days, everybody's doing their Facebook and YouTube videos and everything else, and it's all so many people doing it now. And you know, I even have to think for the new year, what am I going to do with Circle of White Light? Because, you know, there's enough people out there doing it now. Maybe I've done my shift. And maybe
you have inspired a lot of people, you know, so maybe you can continue on doing what you're doing, but you don't have to be I know you sleep eating shit, all this information. I know you do.
Mm.
And, I've said before about you, you're like, and there are certain, you know, situations where you're like a dog with a bone. You won't let go. But maybe you have inspired, or maybe OIM has inspired, or maybe Circle of White Light has inspired a lot of people to start kind of looking at information. And then, you know, obviously when you're given information, you're giving it from your perspective. Mm. And maybe they're taking it in, and then they're looking at it from their own perspective, and they're putting it out there. So maybe that just means, maybe you can just, you know, lighten your load a little bit, knowing that a lot of people, quite possibly based on OIM, Circle of White Light, have woken up, and let them, you know, obviously monitor what's going on in the background. But maybe you could... Mm. You know, you deserve a little time off as well. It's pretty much what I'm saying.
Well, that's for sure. You know, maybe there's a sabbatical on the sabbatical. You know?
you're not getting any younger, Alan, you know.
I know, yeah. I mean, maybe there's a time there, as I say, to take a break and have a reassessment and take a break for a few weeks. And, you know, and I do appreciate all the listeners and the people that tune in, and it's a live show and everything else. But even Danny McKenney, I was speaking to Danny McKenney yesterday, and she said, look, there's a time that you get to where you just say, right, it's time to kind of, you know, you've done your bit, and it's time to pass over the baton to a new crowd of alt media people. And and now and again, maybe do set up a YouTube channel or an Odyssey channel and do a pre-record with somebody and just throw one up there every now and again. Maybe that might be the option going forward. And I know probably people who like tuning in on the Sunday evening and to Circle White Light, maybe that's not going to be the best way forward, but I have to think about what is going on in the scene and what's happening, and maybe the pre-records, because pre-records are pretty easy. I mean, Steve, you know the issues that we had with OEM. When you get a guest 15 minutes, you hear, oh, we can't make the show. And we're thinking, well, we're going live in 15 minutes and we don't have a guest on. You've been there with me. The two of us are going panicking, going, what are we going to do? We have to get a guest on. And that still happens, you know, or just technical problems and you got 2 seconds before you go live. And although a live show is great with listeners and the questions and everything else, it is a bit of a head wreck and it can be a bit stressful when there's issues with guests and not turning up and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I know, Alan, because you told me before like that you would often be, like, it's not just a case of you do the show and you ring the guests and they come on, they do the interview and that's it, job done. I know you're tic-tacking back and forward with them during the week. You will give them a phone call or Skype just to make sure everything works out. But, you know, everything is ready to go and there's no problems, because obviously that's another one of your hats that you wear, your IT hat. You make sure everything is ready. And then when it's time to go and they go, oh, my Skype's not working. And you're like, what the?
Yeah. The you know, it's gas. People just assume that technology is going to work. And being an IT guy, you know, that it's Murphy's Law. If it's going to break, it's going to break when you really need it. And I try and prep them as well, you know. Tell us, how are you getting on with your, I know you've got great DJs coming on now on your radio show. So give it a mention, give it a plug. Tell us what you're doing on your show.
Well, basically, we went from OIM and then we took our sabbatical and we pursued different projects, because obviously if you keep doing the same thing day in, day out, it's like repetitive strain injury.
Yeah.
So you're doing your projects and I set up the Clonmel Community Radio, and I have to say most of the people who were on the chat room there they support me as well, and I have to say a very massive humbling thank you for that. We have a couple of DJs on board. Now, there's not, like, it's all kind of done from different locations. Everyone has their PC or their laptop, their jingles and what have you, and they have their own ideas for shows. I touch base with them because a lot of them have asked, because myself and Baran do the Tools Company show on Thursdays, where we don't delve into a lot of the stuff, as, you know, I mean, the way I see Circle of White Light is you're diving into the deep end of the pool. We're kind of diving into the shallow end, you know. So just, you know, if new people come on board or local people, we just, it needs to be kind of a tiptoe, you know, very kind of, you know, just ease people into what's going on in the world. And if that works and they ask questions or they come back, well, then that's fine. But a lot of the lads who have come on board, you know, they've asked about the different shows, and I've told them about my show, well, our show, I suppose, and I've told them exactly where it came from, that it's not just in existence a year or 2 years, that it was like an offshoot of something that I was involved in for 10 years.
Yeah.
OIM. You know, so, because if you tell them, oh, yeah, I'm doing this for 2 years, well, okay, fair enough, but you say, I'm doing this for 12 years, you know, it adds a little bit more credence to it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're doing, like, and we do a lot of the lads who are on, they, you know, they've listened to what we're talking about. I think a few of them have actually listened to your shows as well, and have come back with, you know, different ways of thinking. There are two of them who were, I think they were listening to what I was talking about, and one of them, I know, Dave, you know, Dave up in Kilscare.
Yeah.
You know, he listened to a couple of your shows as well, and he has a very different view on the world, as he did when I knew him first, when I got to know him first. You know, it's like it's been a big transformation from what he believes. Like, now he doesn't just believe whatever's in mainstream. He questions stuff, which, I mean, as we always said, if we save one life or we change one person's perspective, then that's kind of job done.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel has happened. Like, people are looking at, they're not just believing it anymore. They're taking a step back and they're looking at it and going, oh, hang on a second. And that thing that we used to always talk about, joining the dots, I think I still use that. You know, when you pull out and you start to join all the different dots, the picture that you think you're going to see at the end is completely different.
Totally.
But so that's kind of where we are, and I have to say we're humbled as well, because there are a lot of people, as I say, who are on your chat room right there, and they'll be in the chat room on Clonmelan Radio on Thursday and also Saturday as well.
Brilliant stuff. Well, there you go, folks. And that's people say, what are you and Steve up to? Well, there you go. That's what we're up to. I'm doing Circle of White Light. Steve is doing Clonmelan Community Radio. And we're keeping busy. It's like, you know, it's like a rock band taking a break and going off and doing their individual projects. And we had done it for 9 years, Steve, every week for 9 years. I mean, that's some commitment in itself, you know, to do that for so long, you know. And even now, as I say, I might be taking a sabbatical on the sabbatical because sometimes it's just nice to take a few weeks off and go, right, okay, that's it. I'm just taking a break. And because again, trying to get the certain people on, getting the right guests on with the right information, with the right intention, it's getting more difficult to do anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, there is a time. Plus the fact that there's a few things going on in the background as well, that if that does come to fruition, I won't have time to do the radio show anyway because I'm going to be busy doing that stuff, you know. But we'll take it from there. But listen, thanks for phoning in. Appreciate it. Happy Christmas to the family. And we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, Alan. Thanks for taking the call. And again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone else on the chat room. Love to you all.
Cheers, Steve. Take care.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for phoning in. Bye-bye. There you go. So there you go. That's Steve from OAM. My co-host on OAM just phoned in, gives an update on what's going on. And it obviously frees up the phone as well. If people have the answer to the question, who was the chap behind the Pain Genie? Who's the guest that we came on that introduced me and Steve to the Pain Genie? If you phone in on 046-927-1212, there's a t-shirt going. It's still available and nobody's running yet. Obviously, just speaking to Steve. So let's crack on with the rest of the guests that was on for the year because it's the annual review anyway. In Sunday, the 18th of July, I had Kim on again, but I had Liam on as well from the Urenda Group. And Kim and Liam are working together in the assemblies, and there's a lot being achieved and a lot being done in the background, folks. And if you want to listen to what's going on a very high level, if you go over to United News Network and Kim does a show and updates people once a week as to what's going on a very, very high level. So you can always check it out and then, you know, apply your own belief systems to it and where you are on the path of knowledge and everything else. Because some of the stuff she'll talk about, it sounds really, really way out there and really challenges your belief system. But trust me, there's a lot of stuff in the background that a lot of us don't know what's going on. And that's why entertain it rather than, you don't have to believe it, but you entertain it and just, you know, ask for the evidence. So just to give you that information there. The next guest I had on was Scott Tipps on Sunday the 25th of July. And Scott works for the National Health Federation. And again, he's aware of the COVID and what's going on. I believe he's also working with David Noakes. David Noakes is in France at the moment. He was in jail for the GC MAF. They extradited him over to France and jailed him. And he's gone through a court case at the moment. I think Lynn has been released and she's back in the UK. But David is still over there. And I think Scott Tipps is actually working to try and get David out at the moment. And David has been on OAM. And so best of luck for David and Scott. But again, great information from Scott regarding the National Health Federation. Next guest on, I got Danny Searle from Australia on again in August to get an update from Danny. And so again, another great guest. So just trying to get the mouse to work here. So again, there are certain guests that I do get on a regular basis because there's new information that comes out all the time. And Richard Cumbers is another guest that I have on a regular basis. And he has some great stuff regarding health and what's going on. And things that he comes across and gives us an update on. So again, another great guest. After Richard, again, I had Kim on her own this time again to go through all the bits and pieces again because it's changes on a daily basis, if not just a weekly, monthly basis, but on a daily basis things change. So it's always good to get an update from Kim as to what's going on a very high level. Next, I did a show where I had Tracy Mahan, Leah Ray, and with a guest co-host, Siobhan Brady. And we had the three ladies on the show talking about spiritual stuff and everything else. Again, great information, great energy with the three ladies on talking about keeping the energy really high. So that was really good. Next guest on was Trevor Evers. Trevor, as you know, was the chap who runs the Open Minds Conference down in Wexford, or was it Waterford. And we've myself and Steve have spoken at that. And he was talking about hypnosis and talking about what's going on as well. So again, good guy, loads of information about what's going on. If you do feel stressed or you want to give up smoking and all that kind of stuff, then Trevor is a certified consulting hypnotist. So he can help you with that if there's any issues that you need to deal with. So you can contact Trevor for that. Next guest on was Ivor Cummings. I did a short show. I think Ivor was only on for a short period of time. He couldn't do the 2 hours, but we did something like an hour and a bit. And again, Ivor is one of the Irish people over here who's trying to expose what's going on. And he's a biochemical engineer. And he talked about, you know, COVID and everything else that's gone, what's happening on the scene. So, again, great information from Ivor. Next after Ivor was a lady in the UK called Catherine Edwards. Catherine does an awful lot of videos on YouTube, and she interviews people as well. And she's a holistic health coach and biologist. So she's been in the corporate world and all that kind of stuff. And again, we had a great chat with Catherine about what's going on and what she's doing and what she's promoting. And she is an animal sanctuary as well. And she helps animals as well. So that's brilliant. It's brilliant. That's, you know, these are the people who are doers, the people who are doing things, you know, rather than being it's very easy to be a radio host and sit down and just do a radio show and that's all you do. But you know what? You know, there are people who are out there and doing so much more in the background. And that's really what it's all about. You know, doing stuff, getting actively involved, getting groups together. And this is what I'm doing with the Paid Forward team, with the Assembly team. We have barteringireland.com set up now. I also am sorting out helping out the local men's shed, which I'm involved in as well, where that's really coming on now brilliantly. Considering that we were evicted from our old shed, I won't go into details, but it wasn't nice what happened and we were kind of left with nothing. And as Steve said, you know, I'm like a dog with a bone. I don't sit around and cry over spilt milk. I action stuff. And we are now in the position that we have a new shed on new land. And the shed's nearly finished. And we should be able to open up fully in the next few weeks. And we have our own office. Oh, we have a call coming in. Good evening, caller. How are you doing?
Back in the UK. What's David?
Hello, caller.
Yeah. Hi, Alan.
Hi, do you want to knock off the background there? I think you're getting an echo loop there.
Hang on for a second. Hiya.
Very good. Who do I have?
Bluebell.
Sorry, oh, Bluebell on the chat room. How are you doing, Bluebell? You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, not too bad. So you're ringing up. Are you ringing up for the competition?
No.
You're not? Okay. That's okay. That's fine. That's no problem at all. So
it's a number or something, isn't it? But I donate it to somebody in the chat if you want.
Well, you know, if somebody wants to ring in, if they don't ring in, then obviously we'll do it for next week or something like that. We'll pass it on. We'll see what we can do. But what's on your mind? What's happening in your life? Or what's going on?
Nothing. I just want to say hello to everybody and happy Christmas and New Year.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, thanks a lot for ringing in. I do appreciate it. As I say, I don't know whether it's an Irish thing, but maybe people are shy ringing in. I don't know. But fair play to you for ringing in, and thanks for doing that. And I hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope we have a better year next year.
Hopefully, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Sorry, go ahead, Bluebell.
We're on the winning side.
We are on the winning side, and it's just a matter of time. It really is. It's a matter of time before all this collapses and comes down. We just have to keep pushing And I know we're all tired and we know we're all fed up. And I know that we just want it to end. But you know what? I think we have come an awful long way from where we started off, you know, even going back 10 years ago to where we are now. And more people are beginning to wake up. And when you see in the mainstream media, football fans were all saying, you know, corrupt government and Boris Johnson being slagged off and everything else. And even over here, I mean, people, you have stars like Denise Welch, who's on Loose Women, turning around saying, Boris can actually stick it where he wants to stick it. I'm having my Christmas the way I want to have my Christmas with my family. And I'm just ignoring what that guy says. And a lot of people are doing the same thing. And even over here, people are getting on and doing things. And are you seeing that from where you are?
Well, I just do what I want anyway. So, you know, I don't listen to rules or anything like that. I never really have. I've always found that there was something wrong. So I just go about my own business.
Okay.
And the people mind their own business, as far as I'm concerned, what I'm doing, I'm happy enough, you know.
And how long have you been kind of aware of what's gone on?
About 20-something years.
Wow, that's a long time. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the chat room.
I was mad.
Sorry, go ahead.
My husband used to say she's mad.
Well, look. Yeah.
It's amazing because all I hear is him. Now, I always was political, but he never was. And all I hear now is him goes on and on with his brother, who was never political, about what's going on. It's amazing, really.
So he's woken up now and he's seen what's going on.
Big time, and his brother as well. Now, this is, he's woken up about 5 or 6 years, do you know what I mean? Mm. But, yeah, so big time. But it's amazing. I said, just them two talking in there. How far we've gone down that road, you know.
Well, this is the great thing. There's people that we probably didn't expect to wake up, and people questioning things, and that's why we have to be very understanding with them, because we've been doing this a long time. But they are. There's a lot of people waking up. There's some people that have woken up, as I say, just 2 months ago. And it's all new to them and they're questioning things. And we have to be very careful with them, that we just deal with where they're at rather than giving them any high-level stuff, because they'll just fry their brain. They're not ready for that. But isn't it great that, because then now you'll probably find that you can actually have a conversation with your husband, where before you probably didn't have much to talk about, because he'd probably be in watching the news and believe in the news.
No, we never did. We never really were telly people.
So
he was more into computers, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, listen.
I haven't had 20 years since the analog thing went off, so that was like nearly 17 years ago.
Right, okay. Well, look, thanks a lot for ringing in. I'm just going to finish up the last few things, but a big thank you for ringing in, and thank you for coming in on the chat room on a regular basis, because I know you're normally in there every week, so a big thank you for doing that.
No problem, Alan. Take care of yourself and have a good Christmas and a good New Year.
Take care. Have a good Christmas and a New Year, and we'll see you on the chat. Take care, Bluebell. Thanks a lot for ringing in.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. There you go, that's Bluebell from the chat room. And thanks to Bluebell for phoning in. And obviously not for the competition, so the competition's still there. If somebody wants to phone in, if you know the answer, phone in. T-shirt is there. Otherwise, I'll move it on till next week. Okay, so we did Catherine. We have Rachel Alexander again. I love having Rachel on. She's a psychologist. So Rachel came on again. Then we have had a new guest on, a chap called Mark Atwood. Mark does a lot of videos. He does a lot of interviews with a lot of people there. He's based in over here in Ireland. And he's a truth seeker and an entrepreneur. And he does a lot of great interviews and great poems. Again, I'd love to have Mark back on. I'm sure we'll do another show in the new year, and we'll do a part two and have a catch up of what's going on, and talk about bits and pieces. So that'd be great. So again, Kim, I had Kim on again in October, doing a catch up, doing an update on what's going on. As I say, it's always good to have Kim on to get an update on what's going on. Then I had a lady called Tarot by Janine. Now, I got asked to have Janine on, and you know, Janine is a tarot reader, and she was taking tarot cards, and I asked her about Ireland, what's the state of Ireland and what's happening with that, and she did readings and stuff like that. So, and she does a lot of videos on YouTube, so she's, you know, you can find her very easy there, and she just does readings. Now obviously tarot cards, you know, to me they're a little bit hit and miss, you know. I mean, I wouldn't take tarot readings for gospel. It's information, and I go, okay, that's good. Until it happens, I'd kind of be sitting on the fence with it. I wouldn't take it for gospel because, I've had tarot readings before, and the information that came through, it didn't materialize. So I'd be kind of a bit of a skeptic, an open-minded skeptic. So I'd have to, you know, take the information in, go, that's interesting, and then see if it happens. That's the way I kind of see tarot cards. But it was nice having Janine on and what she was doing anyway. Next lady was that I had on was JCK. JCK is in Australia. And JC, that was a pre-record I did with JC. And JC had great information. Again, tuned in, spiritual, of what's going on, psychic medium. And she's a professional illustrator, artist as well. Oh, we have a caller coming in. Hello, caller. How are you? Oh, they're gone. Okay, whoever was calling, call in again there. We'll try and pick you up on the phone. So, try it again. So, oh, here we go. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Alan? How are you?
Who's this?
This is Joan, Lady Joan to some.
Hello, Joan. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, are you ringing in for the competition, or are you just going to...
No, well, Richard Cumbers, I know is the name, but yeah, okay. But I'm ringing in to wish you a happy Christmas, all of you, happy Christmas, and a best of New Year. That's all I can say. I love you guys. I absolutely love all of you. You're just special. That's all I can say.
Thank you very much, Joan. The check is in the post. Well, actually, what I'll do is the T-shirt's in the post because you got the question right. So you're going to be winning the T-shirt. So if you can send me over an email with your T-shirt size and your address, I know you have one already, but what you can do is you can give this to the husband. All right.
Okay.
So we can
look good. I'm going to be funny here. So we look good go shopping like in Lidl and Aldi with the two T-shirts.
sure. Why?
Hey, I'm just laughing here with my daughter.
Bit of advertising and a bit of promo, and that might get people asking questions. What's this circle of white light?
Good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And get
but listen, love to all. You know who you are. I think of you as really special people. And to Steve earlier on, I listened to him on Thursday and Saturday nights as well. So. Yeah, and good luck to everybody in the future.
Brilliant. Well, Joan, I do appreciate you in the chat room. You're one of the first in the chat room every week. I do appreciate you being on and tuning in every week and, you know, and getting involved and asking great questions to the guests as well. So it is very much appreciated. I hope you have had a great Christmas, and I hope you have a great new
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And then, the same as all to everyone there, yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
As that, Alan, absolutely. And thank you. Thank you for everything you do as well.
No problem at all, John. Thanks for ringing in. Appreciated. Take care.
Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
There you go, Joan, another regular on the chat room there, and loads of questions when we have guests on every week. Joan is there, so much appreciated, Joan. And Joan wins the T-shirt. She got the answer right. So we'll get the T-shirt down to Joan, and she can give it to her husband, because I know Joan got one there in the early days when we got had T-shirts. So that's great, brilliant stuff. That's the competition sorted. Maybe next week I might do another T-shirt giveaway. Let's see what happens anyway. But okay, so where we are at the moment. So we've 10 minutes left. JC that we talked about. Brilliant information from JC. Then I had a lady on called Anne Tucker who was did angel readings. And that reading was really, really something else. I definitely knew the difference between the angels doing the reading and the spiritual people doing the reading. Definitely big difference. And Anne Tucker, she doesn't normally do angel reading. She gave that up, but she did one for me. And as I say, I found it very interesting with that reading, the information that came through. Then I had Penny Kelly on. And Penny Kelly is an author, teacher, publisher, consultant, neuropathic physician and researcher of consciousness. And again, very intelligent, very cued into what's going on, does her own shows as well, interviews people as well. So again, very interesting, great chat with Penny there. Then we had Vinnie Easterwood, with my co-host was my nephew, Barry. And so Barry joined me in the studio and we had Vinnie Easterwood on. Vinnie was arrested down in New Zealand and he was telling us all what happened. And Vinnie was a radio host as well. So so that was a good chat with Vinnie and he was a bit funny as well. So it was entertaining. Next guest was Harry, Harry Rhodes again. I had Harry on again. And we had a chat with Harry about bits and pieces. Then I got Anthony Flynn on from Australia, again, getting an update. Anthony is a spiritual into the spirituality and the global awakening. And he has a new book out as well. And again, getting information from Anthony on what's going on down in Australia is very good. And catching up on what's happening in his life. Then we had two pre-records that I played. One was Anthony Peake, which is again got into the real logic of, are we in the matrix? Are we in this computer program? Is our life, do we have free will or is it predetermined as part of this program? Very interesting. And then Lucia Dashkovic came on. She's a healer as well. And medium, and she had cancer twice, and she healed her cancer twice, and she teaches people how to heal themselves. They were two pre-records that I had done, so that was very interesting, speaking to the two of them. Then I had Francis Richard Connolly on the 12th of December, and we were talking about his book and his documentary, which I found very good, 3 hours, but I really enjoyed it, 9/11 to JFK. But we talked about COVID and we kind of sidetracked and talked about other things as well. And that's what was interesting. We went off on a different tangent altogether. And Richard said to me, or Francis said to me, during the break, the musical break, that I really enjoyed the interview because of the interaction and everything else. So we'll, and he's up for doing a part two. So we'll get him on again. Then last week, we had Tracy Mayen on with a co-host, Siobhan Brady. And as some of you know, Siobhan said on the show that she did move over to Spain, but she's now planning to come back to Ireland. So that means that hopefully we might have Siobhan on again in the studio doing co-hosting on a few shows with me. We'll play it by ear and see what happens. So there you go, folks. That was the whole, I got through them all. It's 5 minutes to go. that's pretty good. Okay, that's not bad. Plus answers and phone calls and everything else. That's good. We got through there. It's been a very interesting year. It's been an experience of, you know, just everything that we're going through in this awakening process. And as I say to people, you know, if you kind of look at the earth, you know, from a celestial point of view, and I've said this before, myself and Steve knew on OIM Radio going back to 2016, probably earlier, that something had to happen on a global scale where it affected everybody because it's part of the awakening process. Now, we kind of didn't know at the time. It was kind of a guess, really, with the kind of swine flu and Ebola and all that kind of stuff that they were going to use that. Use the kind of virus and mandate the viruses because the Sovereign Independent said it in 2012 on the front page. And but we knew that whatever they decided to use, they wanted to, it had to affect everybody. And COVID has affected everybody, either directly or indirectly, with families falling out with each other and everything else, neighbours falling out with each other. And, you know, it's affected everybody in their own different way. And of course, the push that they want to push the mandatory vaccines and all that kind of stuff. But their argument and the propaganda is not working. People are waking up and they're saying, no, we're not taking them anymore. And an example is what I said earlier on about the boosters. And if they come out and bring out a fourth booster, that's going to be the catalyst. That has to be the catalyst for the jabbers to say, hang on a minute. That this is getting ridiculous now. Every time something comes in, we have to get a booster, and the pharmaceutical industry are making a fortune with no liability. Yeah, Now, we're drawing the line here. So it's just inevitable. The elastic band has been pulled too tight and it's going to snap and it's going to break. So I just think it's going to be a matter of time. Now, there's a lot of talk. I'm not going to predict anything, okay? But there's a lot of talk between February, March and April in 2022 as being a key point for change to take place. Now, we've heard this before. And it's come and gone and nothing's happened. Years, you know, on OAM and on Circle White Light, you know, people saying it. But I'm just giving it a mention. You know, it's information. It's not positive or negative. It's just information, folks. So don't tie any emotion to it. And if you get information, don't try and avoid attaching any emotion to the information. Just see it as information. That's the best way to deal with it, you know, and it keeps you kind of grounded. By doing that. So I'd just like to say, before I finish up, a big thank you to everybody who tunes into the show on a regular basis. Thanks to all the people on the chat room on every week. You turn up and you ask questions and you have a great banter on with everybody in the chat room and have a bit of a crack and a bit of fun. And that's what it's all about. Thanks to the listeners. I know that I've got emails from people from Alaska and I've got an email from people from Uganda. Hello to all of you guys out there, because, you know, Circle of White Light goes far afield and people are picking up on the radio show. So thanks to these people who are outside Ireland, who are far away, who are picking up on the show and having a listening. So a big thank you to all of them people. And thanks to people phoning in. Thanks to Steve. Thanks to Joan. Thanks to Bluebell for phoning in on the show tonight. The next show is going to be in 2022. So have a good New Year's. And, you know, let's put the manifestation out there for a good year. Focus on the things we want to happen, not the things we don't want to happen. You know, and stay positive and vibe with your own tribe and be with people who you vibrate with, who you vibe with. Stay around, away from energy vampires and negative people. Seriously, folks, they'll pull down your energy. Stay with like-minded people and share information and enjoy yourself and relax. Remember, it's a bit easier for us because the people who are in the matrix, who are panicking with, I'm really scared about COVID and the Omicron and everything else. You know, I feel sorry for them because we know they're being scammed and played. We know it, but they don't know it. And the stress levels must be off the charts with them. So maybe it's just a matter of time for them to wake up and catch on what's going on, you know, but it's inevitable that this system will come down. Because change has to happen. It has to happen. And for things to change, they have to be broken down and built back up, but built back up better. And I think that's what we're going to be doing. Check out the website, barteringireland.com. This is one of the projects that we have on that we want to do to roll out for the people of Ireland nationally. So we need people, content providers, to put in their information so we can start building up a database of alternative sources for food and stuff like that. So check it out and see what you think. For myself, Alan James, it's been very interesting. As I say, next week we have Daniel Verity on, starting off the new year. I'll see what happens. You know, as I say, I'm in two minds with what to do. It might be a sabbatical on the sabbatical and see what happens. Because it is getting more difficult finding quality guests to come on and, you know, give information. If you have any suggestions for guests, I know people that will come on and will talk and are happy to be interviewed, email me or talk to them and email me and let me know, and then we can hook up and sort something out. That'll be great, because that's what we need. But for myself anyway, have a great New Year's and stay safe, take it easy, and we'll win in the end. For myself, Alan James, thanks for tuning in. Have a good one. Take care and bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on circleofwhitelight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.